Raheem Devon, you're my queen.
What is the name of that?
I love Get Well Wednesday, and this is why, Sip. There are so many questions that are coming over this text messaging system that we have for the doctor. These questions are from people who are suffering, like, right now, but won't go to the emergency room, like he was just saying.
Mm-hmm.
And it just makes me feel good that we're actually helping somebody in a time of what could be an emergency.
For them, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
A life
because
or death situation.
They'll listen to the show and text the doctor, but they won't go to the doctor's office or go to the emergency room.
The radio with you if that helps you.
Anyway, you can get some help.
And
that makes me feel good. It's time for news from BlackAmericaWeb.com.
This is BlackAmericaWeb.com news.
Was it the outburst of a grief-stricken father, or was it a crime? This morning, multiple law enforcement agencies are investigating whether Michael Brown's stepfather, Lewis Head, incited a riot last week.
Powered by News One.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, December 3rd, 2014. Here are your BlackAmericaWeb.com headlines. Officials do want to talk to the stepfather of the late Michael Brown Jr., Lewis Head, about his comments as a part of a broader investigation into the arson, vandalism, and looting that followed the November 24th grand jury announcement of no indictment of police officer Darren Wilson. Video widely circulated after last week's grand jury announcement shows Brown's mother, Leslie McSpadden, on top of a car and breaking down as the decision blared over a stereo. And her husband comforts her, then yells angry comments, including, "Burn this bee down." Family attorney Benjamin Crump has called the reaction raw emotion, but completely inappropriate. In his commentary today, the great Michael Kottman talks about the St. Louis Rams player protests the Brown shooting, and no apologies there. The police officers involved in the fatal shooting of 12-year-old Tamir Rice have been identified. The Associated Press reports the Cleveland police revealed that 26-year-old Timothy Lohman, and he was appointed to the force this year, was the officer who fired on Rice. The other officer name was 46-year-old Frank Garmbach, who has been with the department since 2008. And according to police, Rice was told to raise his hands three times and then reached into his waistband for what appeared to be a firearm. Police later determined that it was an airsoft gun, which shoots small plastic pellets that did not have the orange safety indicator at the end of the barrel. And they say that they had no choice in shooting the 12-year-old boy.
Will it be an investigation? Will they go before the grand jury?
The investigation is continuing, and a lot of people are believing that this will not be a long, drawn-out situation the way it was in Ferguson regarding a grand jury. That's the belief, Tom. The way things have, fall out, we don't know.
I'm in New York. The grand jury is expected to have a verdict today. And the Staten Island case of Eric Garner.
And that was going to be my next story. Yeah, they are expected some sort of response to that. And the Senate Commerce Committee hearing on domestic violence in all of professional sports resulted in league and union officials getting berated Tuesday about their top executives' refusal to appear, their responses and approaches to incidents of abuse, their collective bargaining rights, and their sports various tax-exempt and antitrust statutes. Meanwhile, Adrian Peterson is beginning his case for NFL reinstatement, presented his case for reinstatement in front of an NFL-appointed arbitrator for several hours yesterday. And Jameis Winston was on campus, as well as the woman who is accusing him of sexual assault. That hearing began yesterday on the campus of Florida State, with the quarterback under questioning, as well as the woman who was making the charge. They were questioned in separate rooms. And finally, University of Alabama at Birmingham is shutting down their football program. The university announced the decision Tuesday, minutes after the president met with the players and coaches, and several hundred UAB students had gathered outside for the third straight day in efforts to support the program. But they say the fiscal realities they face are too great and even greater than they would be able to withstand. So those
Alabama
are your headlines.
Shutting it down.
That is up at Birmingham.
No, no.
Birmingham,
Alabama. UAB.
Okay. Not the
UAB.
Oakland Raiders. They should shut theirs down, too.
Yeah, they really should.
Well, don't leave the
Before
Philadelphia.
Before UAB shuts it down, Oakland Raiders, come on.
Shut it down.
And the 76ers, the Philadelphia 76ers need to just shut it down, too. 15 before the hour. This is the TJMS.